Frances, they called her Fanny, married the doctor. And
you said something about your
and mother. She died while she was up there. She got sick and died with typhoid fever. Never got home.
You said something about her being called you called her a Dorcas, did you say?
Uh-huh.
Is that
I said, you know, Dorcas in the Bible, that she died, and they were all weeping in the upper chamber, and they called Christ to come to see her, and they were all telling them about how she had sewn garments for everybody, mm-hmm. and what a good woman she was, and he raised her from the dead, I believe. It's in the Bible.
No, I don't know.
It's in the Bible. And so, I know one Church of Christ that had a room, they took one room, and, well, they do that up here, and so, garments. The people we bring in there, and they work them over and fix them and give them to poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Call it the darkest room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said about my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that little one, the oldest girl, that where her mother died, Mama sewed so much for. Why, she'd write her a letter. Christmas card every Christmas as long as my mother lived. Always telling her how she loved her and what she'd done for her. And others too did the same thing.
Mm, that was wonderful.
She sold for Velma, the girl that they took into their home,
mm-hmm.
just like she did me. And long time after Velma married, she couldn't sew at all. And she'd bring her sewing back from Mama to do for her children.
And your mother washed, did she?
Yes.
Well, how did she
But
do
she
that?
Always had some of the children helping her do that washing by hand. But she had, before I married, she had a wringer
mm-hmm.
that she could put on.
But when you were a child, how did she go about doing that?
Washing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just had on rub boards and tubs. And
did she do it outside or
uh-huh,
inside? Or?
Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Down close to the well.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And so it wouldn't be so far. And the well had a windlass.
Mm-hmm.
The rope would go around, bring up the bucket of water. And one bucket would go down, the other would come up.
Oh.
Had the biggest wash pot I ever saw in my life because we had so many to wash for. My sister has it down here yet.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. It was a huge one. Mine that I had when I first married is small compared to it. And then, as I said, then before I married, she had this wringer
mm-hmm.
that she put in there between the tubs where you wash the clothes, put them in the pot and boiled them, and then took them out and put them in the rinse. We had two rinse waters that'd go through,
mm-hmm.
and she'd use that wringer to wring them through the rinse water.
And then you hung them up or someone else did?